When I thought of transformative events in life, it never occurred to me that invalidism was just one such. I always thought transformation was life-affirming. But I'm transfixed, not transfigured. Enter massive self-pity. I don't even have a life-threatening illness to be perforce heroic about. I merely have a literal and metaphorical pain in the arse. And unfortunately, that seems to be the new manifestation of my personality. Or is it just self-recognition finally dawning? I've lost a half stone in weight, although I get no exercise and eat as usual. Does pain do something to the metabolism? I really don't know, and as consolations go, it's not much to be smug about. I may be an invalid, but at least I'm not fat. For atmosphere, the guidebook recommended The Volcano Lover, the novel by Susan Sontag set in Naples about Nelson and Lady Hamilton, and Sir William Hamilton, the husband and spare wheel, of course. But I wondered if I should read her book, Illness as Metaphor, instead. How clever to turn your ailment into an intellectual product. Could I do the same without boring everyone to death? But my innards aren't of comparable interest to the general public. Susan Sontag ended up with Annie Leibovitz, I think. I ended up, thank God, attending a pain specialist who did a procedure on my back, sending in a radio probe to stun the delinquent nerves into submission. And it worked, more or less.